Reading from the Jiva Dharma, chapter 39, entering Lila. Om Vijnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Taksurun Mulatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vanshakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Mayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vijay, how can the Parikashta Swas Shwasa, the utmost summit of sentiments, and the very breath of the aspirant be ascertained? So we're studying Jiva Dharma, and we've come to the point where, remember, the nephew and his uncle, Vrajanath and Vijay, they go to Puri to, they're at a very advanced stage of devotion, and they're inquiring into Raganuga Bhakti, and not just Raganuga Bhakti, inquiring into it, but inquiring not just the Rasa Tattva, what is the science of it, but they're actually now at the point where they're practicing it. And they're practicing it in a particular line that came from Sri Chaitanya to Sri Damodar to Prakashara Pandit, the Gopal Guru Goswami, who is discussing it now, then to Jan Chandra, his disciple, and actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was initiated into that line, and he's discussing that, where to hone one's meditation, 11 characteristics of one's spiritual identity is revealed. And that's called Ekadas Bhav. Ekadas means 11. And it's the purpose is when one has a bhav, a particular relationship with Krishna, this type of technique or method helps to steady the mind. It's not particularly the way in which we practice it, but that's also going to be described later, that there's two types of path, one that comes through Raghunath Das Goswami and one that comes through Krishna Pandit. It seems ours is more from Raghunath Das, and that'll be explained. But the 11 characteristics are a relationship, an age, a name, and this is your rupa, your spiritual body, yuta, your group, vesha, what your dress is, agya, what is your specific instruction or service, vasa, where do you live, seva, your exclusive service, agya is your specific instruction, seva is your exclusive service, Parakashta, swash, the highest summit of emotion, which is the aspirant's very life, and Palyadasi Bhav, the scent of a maidservant under the protection of Sri Radha. So, we discussed the first nine, and now we're up to the tenth, which is Parikashta, swasa, the utmost sentiment, life. So Raghunath, so Gopal Guru Goswami says, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has explained Paratashta in the following two shlokas, and this is from Vilap Krishmanjali verses 102 and 103. Ashabarai amrita sindhu maye katanchit kalo mayati gamata kila samtapta sampratam hi Swanche kripam mayavitas yasi naiva kim me anair vajena shavaro vikarirapi he natta gokula sutta kara samprasna. Okay. To say, O Radha, I am spending my days in great distress, maintaining the highest expectation of attaining the ocean of nectar. Now, please bestow your kindness upon me. For if you do not do so, what is the use of my life, my residence in Braj, or even my servitude to Krishna? All would be completely in vain. Hey, Gokula Chandra. Hey, Krishna, with a smiling, blissful lotus face. Hey, you whose heart is soft and melting, wanting to bestow mercy on all. Kindly take me where you lovingly take Sri Radhika and sport with her eternally, and allow me to render confidential, loving service to you both. So that's the particular example of particular mood. That's your life and breath. Without the mercy of Radha, everything becomes useless. And pray to Krishna that one can serve them both. Vijay, please explain Palya Dasi Swabhava, the disposition of the maids who have accepted the protection of Sri Radha. Srila Rupa Goswami has explained the disposition of the Palya Dasi in his Vrajavalastapa as follows. This is from Vrajavalastapa. Sandra prema vasai pluta priyatya pagalbhyam aptatoyu prana preshta vayasyayor anidinam ilabhisaram. Sandra prema vasai pluta priyatya pagalbhyam aptatoyu prana preshta vayasya yor anuditam vilabhisaram kramai vaidaghena tatasa kim prati sada manasya siksham rasai yeyam kairati tiha hanta lalita vinatu samayanai. Sri Lalita Dev is drowning in the utterly unfathomable prema ras. Sri Sri Radha Krishna are her prana preshta, her dear most beloved, life of her life. And every day, with the boldness born of her love for them both, she arranges for their loving meetings. With great expertise, she instructs her Sakhi Srimati Radhika, may she accept me as Palyadasi, one of the attendant maids in her personal group. Vijay, what sort of attitude should a Palya Dasi have towards Sri Lalita Devi's other attendant maids, and how should she deal with him? Goswami, all of Srila Das Goswami's, that's Raghunath Das, writings are enriched with transcendental ras, which are but illustrations of Srupa Damodar's instructions. In this respect, he has written, and this is actually Vrajavalastava. This is actually a very important verse because it describes all the various services that the young gopis have in relationship to Radha and Krishna. Tambu larpana paramardana payodana di sara divir. Vindaranya Maheshwaram Pratyah yasto shayanti priya prana preshta sakhi kulara pikala sako chita bhumika keli bhumishirupa manjari mukas tadasika samsaye. I take shelter, Sri Rupa Manjari, and the other maidservants of Srimati Radharani, the great queen of Vrindavan. Those maidservants perpetually satisfy her by their loving service, such as offering tambula, that's betel nut, massaging her feet, bringing water, arranging for her tryst with Sri Krishna. The prana prashta sakis are dearer to Sri Radhika than her very life. These maidservants are still more dear because without feeling shy, they can enter the area where the divine couple enjoy their most confidential pastimes. So they're most favorable towards Radha, and there without envy, they can enter into the service of the divine couple. Vijay, what type of attitude and dealings should be maintained towards the other principal sakis? Goswami, Srila Das Goswami, has indicated this in the following shloka. Paniya Lalita Narma Spadabhumis Tayor Ya Vajapura Navayunor Ya Chakantam Pekina Vajralastava. Sri Vishakha Devi is favored by the youthful couple on account of her qualities of intimate love, playful humor, and daring, amorous curiosity. Her charming celestial singing mocks the sweetness of the cuckoo. May that Vishakha mercifully train me in the art of music. Gopal Guru Goswami added, you must also maintain a similar submissive attitude towards the other sakis. Sakis are gopis. Vijay, but what type of mood should be maintained towards the sakhi of the rival group, Vipaksha? So the two main gopis are Radharani and Chandravali, and they have a competition to serve Krishna, and they're Vipaksha. They're in a different mood. There's Swapaksha, the same mood, and Vipaksha. I repeatedly offer my prayers to the Braja Gopis headed by the highly fortunate Chandravali, who have the mood of rivals towards Srimati Radhika. They are endowed with attributes such as the feelings of great fortune, pride in their excellence, and amorous delusion. Sri Krishna consorts with them for only a few moments just to enhance the mood of Sri Radhika and Sringara Ras. One has to maintain this type of feeling within the heart towards the sakis belonging to the opposing group. At the time of rendering service, you can deal with each individual appropriately with loving remarks and jokes. In summary, you should render your seva according to the methods and bhavas illustrated in Sri Valapkush Manjali and maintain mutual relationship and dealings with the sakis and other Vrajvasis as explained in Vrajavalastava. Contemplate all the variegated leelas included within the Ashtakalila Leela as they're explained in Vishakha Nandadi Stotram. Absorb your mind in Krishna Leela according to the approach specified in Srimana Siksha and maintain resolute determination for the rules and regulations of bhakti according to the bhavas presented in Swanima Dasikam. Vijay, please tell me what those various responsibilities were and to whom Sri Mahaprabhu entrusted them. Now, this is a very, very important and prominent section of Jiva Dharma. So listen carefully. Sri Mahaprabhu entrusted Srup Damodar with the responsibility of teaching the process of seva endowed with transcendental rasa, rasamayi upasana. To fulfill Sriman Mahaprabhu's order, Sri Srup Damodar presented his treatise in two parts. One part is called the internal part, antapanta, Abhrasamayi Upasana, and the second part is called the external part, Bahi Panta Abhrasamayi Upasana. Sri Sukh Damodar offered this antapath around the neck of Srila Das Goswami, that's Raghunath Das, and is illustrated and well preserved in Das Goswami's writing, so that internal part, as far as I can see, concentrates more on the, like Vilap Kushmanjali, a bouquet of lamentations, concentrates more on the mood than the thoughts. It's not that the thoughts are not there, but they're born out of the mood. And I think the external part, and I could be wrong on this, but from my understanding, the external part is you focus on the thoughts to invoke the mood. That's the external path. And he taught the Bahi Panta to Sri Vikrashara Pandit. And this is the distinguished treasure of our line right up to the present day. I gave this treasured process to Sriman Dhyan Chandra, and he's written Padati, a systematic step-by-step method of practice based on it, which you already attain. So that's a famous book. Dhyan Chandra wrote this, what it's called, this Padati. And it's a very, very, what you do from bathing and waking up and meditate on this time and this prayer and that prayer and this form and that form. And by following that path, naturally it invokes your sentiments. And it seems Raghunath Das Goswami and Vilap Kushmanjali knows of prayers, concentrates more on the hankering for that rather than the participation in that. And from the hankering of that comes the thoughts. Sri Mahaprabhu empowered Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Advaita Prabhu and trusted them with responsibility of preaching the glories of Sri Nam. He ordered and empowered Sri Rupa Goswami to manifest Ras Tattva, and he gave Sri Sanatana Goswami the responsibility of elaborately illustrating the relationship between Vaidhi Bhakti and Rag Bhakti. He also instructed Srila Sanatana Goswami to explain the esoteric relationship between Prakat and Aprakat Gokul, manifest and unmanifest. So you go to Vrindavan now, it's manifest, but there's something that's unmanifest. Through Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Sanatana Goswami, Mahaprabhu empowered Jiva Goswami to establish the tattva of Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. This way, each of them carried out just those specific responsibilities and entrusted to them. So I guess just a summary. Sukh Damodar is entrusted with the process of seva, the meditation on seva in your eternal relationship with Krishna. And he passed that down through Raghunath Das and Vikrashara Pandit. Nityananda Advaita Nam Tattva, Rupa Rasa Tattva. How to understand this? Sanatana Goswami relationship between Vaidhi Bhakti and Maganuga Bhakti, and the relationship between Aprakat and Prakat Vrindavan manifest. And then through Nityananda and Sanatana, they empowered Jiva Goswami to explain the philosophy in depth, and they carried out. Vijay, what responsibility did Mahaprabhu entrust to Sri Ramananda Roy? Good question. He's one of the most confidential associates. Goswami, Sriman Mahaprabhu entrusted Sri Ramananda Roy with the responsibility of elaborately illustrating Ras Tattva. And through Sri Rupa Goswami, he accomplished this to the fullest extent. Prabhu, what was the responsibility entrusted to Sarvabhauma? Goswami, he entrusted him with the responsibility of teaching the philosophical truths about the absolute reality, Tattva. He, in turn, gave that responsibility to Sri Jiva Goswami through the medium of one of his own disciples. I guess Jiva went to Benares and studied under one of the disciples of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Vijay, What was Sriman Mahaprabhu's instruction to his prominent followers of Bengal? Goswami, the responsibility of the Gaudiya Mahans was to illuminate Sri Gaur Tattva and to awaken in the Jiva's heart transcendental Shraddha for the Krishna Bhakti Ras that Sri Gaura had initiated. Again, Mahaprabhu entrusted some great souls among them with the responsibility of composing and propagating a specific mode of Rasa Kirtan. Vijay, what was the responsibility entrusted to Sri Raghunath Bhat? Goswami, he was entrusted to teach the glories of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vijay, and to Sri Gopal Bhatta? Goswami, Srimad Mahaprabhu entrusted with the responsibility of properly protecting and preserving the supremely pure and transcendental Sringara Ras from any distortions and of checking any reasonable negligence towards Vaidhi Bhakti. Interesting. So one of the Goswamis, because spontaneous devotional service doesn't mean that you neglect the rules and regulations. It means that your inspiration towards doing them is born not of an obligation or duty, but out of a natural love. And that before that natural love is awakened in the heart, one has to be very cautious of slacking his affinity for being rule-based. Because when you're not pure and you become spontaneous, you follow your impurities. So it's best when you're impure to be trained to follow the rules. And as you become more spontaneous, that faith, rule-based faith recedes to more spontaneous faith. Vijay, what was the responsibility given to Sri Prabodhananda Goswami, the guru and uncle of Sri Gopal Bhatta? Goswami, he is entrusted with the responsibility of informing the world that the highest achievement is to cultivate spontaneous loving attachment for Vrajaras. When Vijay Kumar heard all these topics, he was delighted and considered himself to be supremely blessed. Thus ends the 39th chapter of Jivadama, entitled Entering Leela. Chapter 40, wow, we are entering the last chapter. Congratulations. What I do before I enter the last chapter, I'm going to begin the next book that I'm going to teach, and we'll do the last chapter the next time. And the reason I'm doing that is because it's auspicious. It's Akshaya Tirthi. It's the most auspicious day to begin something. So let's begin Bhakti Lok, which is one of my favorite books. Which is an analysis of the second and third verse of the Upadeshamrita. Six faults that destroy bhakti. Atyahara, overeating or too much collecting. In his Sri Upadeshamrita, Rupa Goswami has written the following verse. Atyahara piyasas cha pajalponiyam agraha janasangas taloliyam cha shabdhir bhaktivanasyati. One's devotional service is spoiled when he becomes too entangled in the following six activities. Atyahara, eating more than necessary or collecting more funds than required. Piyas, over-endeavoring for mundane things that are very difficult to obtain. 3. Pajalpa, talking unnecessarily about mundane subject matters. 4. Niyamagraha, practicing the scriptural rules and regulations only for the sake of following them and not for the sake of spiritual advancement or rejecting the rules and regulations of the scriptures and working independently or whimsically. 5, Jana Sangha, associating with worldly-minded persons who are not interested in Krishna consciousness. And 6, Lolium, being greedy for mundane achievements. So we started that book today. Now let's get back to chapter 40. Vijay pondered deeply, hearing about Vrajalila. A greed is now awakened in my heart for that Leela, and thus I will gradually attain the stage of complete success, Sampati Dasha. He then concluded that he must know about the nature of this gradual development. Thinking thus, he approached Sri Guru Goswami, humbly inquired, Prabhu, I need to know the various stages that a bhakta undergoes, beginning from the stage of hearing to the stage of Sampati Dasha, complete success. Goswami, altogether there are 5 stages. Shravana Dasha, the stage of hearing. Varana Dasha, the stage of acceptance. Smarana Dasha, the stage of remembrance. Bhavapana Dasha, the stage of spiritual ecstasy. And Prema Sampati Dasha, the stage of attaining the highest success. Kindly explain Shravana Dasha. Goswami, when the jiva develops ruchi for hearing Krishna Lila Katha, it should be understood that his state of aversion is removed. At that time, an intense hankering to hear Krishna Katha awakens in him, and he has to hear transcendental Krishna Katha from the lips of a bhakta who is very much more advanced than he is. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam 4.9.29.40, Tasmin Maha Mukharita Madhu Beach Charita. In assemblies of saintly people, unlimited rivers of pure nectar emanate from the mouths of great souls in the forms of descriptions of the transcendental character, pastimes, and qualities of Sri Krishna. Those who are never satiated when they drink these nectarian glories through their ears with rapt attention can never be subjected to hunger, thirst, fear, grief, delusion, and other anarthas. Vijay, those who are averse, Bahirmukhi Dasha, also occasionally hear Krishna Katha. What kind of Shravana is that? Goswami, there's a vast difference between the Shravana of Krishna Katha in the stage of aversion, Bahirmukha Dasha, and Shravana in the state of favorably disposed, Antarmukha Dasha. The Shravana of those who are Bahirmukha takes place by chance, not because of their sadha. Such shravana give rise to spiritual fortune that leads towards bhakti, bhak-unmukhi sukriti. When this is accumulated over many lifetimes, it gives rise to the transcendental shraddha. At that stage, that this transcendental shraddha is awakened in the heart, shravana of Krishna Katha from the lips of saintly persons is called shravana dasa. There are 2 types of shravana dasa. The first is unmethodical or irregular hearing, kramahina shravana. The second is hearing methodically in a regular order, krama shuddha shravana dasa. Vijay, what is kramahina shravana dasa, regular hearing? Goswami, kramahina shravana dasa is hearing about Krishna Lila in a regular methodical manner. Hearing Krishna Lila with irresolute intelligence results in this sort of unmethodical shravana, because such hearing does not enable one to realize the relationship between the various lilas, and thus rasa does not awaken in the heart. Wow, so you should hear lila. And understand the relationship between them. Very interesting. Please explain about Krama Shuddha Shravana Dasa, systematic hearing. Rasa only awakens in one's heart when Krishna Lila is heard methodically or in regular order with resolute intelligence. When one hears the Ashta Kaliya Nitya Lila, internal eightfold pastimes, separately from the Namitaka Leelas, occasional Leelas, such as Krishna's divine birth and so on, and the Shravana is Krama Shuddha. Only this Krama Shuddha Shravana is desirable on the path of bhajan. When he has Krishna Leela in the Krama Shuddha manner, the sweetness and charm of the Leela is gradually conceived, and the inclination to perform Raganuga Bhajan appears in the heart of the listener. That time he thinks within himself, oh, Subal has such a wonderful Sakya Bhav for Krishna. I will also render loving service to Krishna like him in Sakya Ras. This type of strong affinity is called Lobha greed. The performance of Krishna Bhajan with such Lobha, following the sweet bhavas of the Brajvasis, is called Raganuga Bhakti. I've given the example of Sakyaras, but this type of Raganuga Bhakti is performed in all four rasas, beginning with Dasya. By the grace of my Praneshwara, Sri Nimananda, you have a natural disposition for Sringaras because you have heard about the Braja Gopis' exceptional bhavas and seva attitudes towards Krishna. Agree to render prema mayi seva to Krishna, like that has appeared in your heart, and that very greed has bestowed upon you the path to attain aprakata seva. Reality, the only shravana dasa of this process is the confidential conversation between guru and disciple. Vijay, when is one shravana dasa considered complete? When Shravana Dasa is completed, when one realizes the eternality of Krishna Leela, since Krishna Leela is supremely pure and transcendental, it completely captivates the mind and heart. One who is then afflicted with acute impatience to enter into it and participate in it. Sri Gurudev describes to the Shisha the Ekadas Bhav that I mentioned previously. Shravana Dasa should only be considered completed or perfected when the disciple's disposition of mind is imbued with the loveliness of the Leela. At that time, the disciple is afflicted with intense eagerness and attains Varana Dasa, the stage of acceptance. So, to be continued. Anybody like to say hello? I know people always have a problem unclicking and they tell me later that they wanted to. At least one person say hello today?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Bajrade.
Bajrade, thank you for listening to these wonderful pastimes. Yes. Okay, anybody else? And then I go.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Priya.
Priya,
thank you, sorry.
Thank you for your steadiness. This is pure nectar. Thank you. Okay, anybody else?
Hi, okay. Krishna Maharaj. This is Kishori.
Hi, Bo, Kishori. Thank you.
Hi, Bo.
Wasn't that nice up this weekend, huh? That program?
Oh, it was wonderful. It was really nice.
Yeah. Okay. Hi, Bo. Why don't you go?
Hi, Bo.